WCR, click on Listen Live on 4840, and you'll receive the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Got a good one for you tonight. We're going to bring you up to date on our upcoming festival exactly 1 week from today. We'll be in meeting beginning on the 15th of May, starting at 7:30 that evening, on Sunday evening, the 15th, we will be in service. We want to remind you that everybody that's coming, if you have a folding chair, please bring it with you. We could use it, and if you'd like to donate it to the assembly, or you could take it home with you when you return, but with be much obliged if you would bring a folding chair. We need all we can get so that we can have a place for you to sit. And if you could be so nice and kind and have enough room to throw you in a couple of folding chairs, we'd be much obliged. Praise Yahweh. Now, tonight, I'd like to give you a little bit more of the schedule here. Since we're talking about schedule, I'll get it in up front. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. And the number that I'd like you to call, let him know that you're coming to the festival, 1-877-289-7439. That's Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Now, we're so appreciative to be in your home. After the 15th, that's the foot washing night. Now, it's an old-fashioned, humble-down foot washing. We're going to kick off our second Passover with a foot washing. If you read in the book of St. John, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, 3 and 4 and 5, you'll see that the Messiah, 2 days before the Passover, would have been on the 13th. And so, he introduced, the foot washing that was introduced to him in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis. We know it was Passover because Lot gave the angels unleavened bread. And the only time that the Bible would suggest that you keep the days of unleavened bread was concerning the Passover. And so we believe that our fathers kept this Passover in the time of the patriarchs. Abraham, being our father, passed it on down as a tradition. It was pleasing to the Messiah. Tonight we're going to talk about the subject, endurance. You know, I've been in this way for quite a few years, and I've seen people come, and I've seen people go. Basically, I've seen a lot of more people go than I have come. They can't endure. The Bible said, if you endure to the end, you shall be saved. Now, to endure, you've got to keep His commandments. That's required. Passover is one of the festivals that the Father, Yahweh, suggested that you keep. People say today, well, we don't keep that no more. We keep Easter. Well, I'm sorry. Leviticus 23, chapter 23, Exodus chapter 12, Numbers chapter 9, it's all still in there. Nothing's gone away. Do this forever in remembrance of me. I thank Yahweh for those that know what endurance is. They want to serve Yahweh. They desire to serve Yahweh. I can't wait for the festival to start. I know a Passover festival is filled with a lot of sorrow by seeing the lamb, the tithe, the shadows, the meal. All of it is centered around the blood. Moreover, this is Romans chapter 5, verse 3. I'm going to read it to you. Now listen to me well. We rejoice in our suffering. Suffer, little children, to come unto me. If you suffer with me, you will reign with me. You've got to make an effort. Say, I just can't go this time. I've got so much to do, and it's so far away, and gas is so high. You're supposed to lay aside your tithing and have that already laid aside to attend the festival of Passover, knowing that the suffering that you endure produces endurance. Endurance produces character. There you are. People that can't endure have no character. Now, once you get character through the suffering, and character produces hope. You have got a hope. Even in these dark times, you have a hope to remember Him. Now, this is a year that we hope and trust that you'll see your need to come and endure with us. Endure the whole week if you can. Now, we've got the assembly completed. On the inside, we like several things outside, like our, we need to block it up and put it on a solid foundation and close it in. We need to build a deck to the back where we can have a screened-in back porch to eat in or on. And so there's several things that we can do. But we have worked extra hard 3 months. We have planned, and we have got the chapel ready for you. Listen to what it says in Hebrews 10:36. Every time that I think about this, scripture comes to my mind, and today it came to my mind. We were still busy and still trying to catch up the last-minute details before the festival. For you have need of endurance. This is Hebrews 10:36. So that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Now you see that? You have need of endurance. Can you see your way of endurance? So that God can give you that which He promised. Now you gotta have endurance so that you that have done the will of God. Now, if you love Him, you'll keep His commandments. If you love Him, you're gonna try to be here starting on May 15th for the foot washing, May 16th for the Passover, May 17th for the first day of unleavened bread, going to the 24th of May. You have need of endurance. Can you endure? You say, things ain't going good, Pastor Buddy. I've been so burdened down and got so many trials and temptations, I just don't think I'm going to be able to. Listen to this now. James chapter 1, verse 2. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Isn't that a marvelous scripture for those who are burdened down, those who don't have any joy? Count it joy. Count it joy. Tell your mind, this is joyful. When you meet trials and obstacles, for you know that the testing of your faith produces the steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect. In other words, keep on suffering, for your faith produces the steadfastness that you may be lacking in nothing. Well, I would attempt, Pastor Buddy, but it's so far and so snaky, and old lady don't agree with it, and so on and so forth. Listen to this now. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted above your ability. But with the temptation, oh, praise Yahweh, He will provide the way of escape that you can endure it. Now, see those promises? He's not going to jerk it away from me. He says that with the temptation, not without it, but with the temptation. Hang right in there. Because no temptation has overtaken you that's not common to man. Nothing strange has happened to you. Count it all joy. When the devil comes at you 99 ways, remember to count it all joy, lacking in nothing. Perfect and complete in steadfastness, letting it have its full effect, not giving place to the devil. You know, the devil is a whiner, a murmur, and a complainer. But no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful that He will not let you be tempted above your ability. But with the temptation, He will provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Oh, praise Yahweh. Blessed. Now, count yourself blessed. You don't really realize it because you're in a trial. You're in a temptation. You're being persecuted. You've been cast down. You think you've been forgotten. The road is rough No one is willing to serve God. But now, if you're up for a trip to Disney World, I mean, the devil just makes it so handy for you to jump into Disney World. Listen to this. James 1 and 2, again, or 1:12, let's go to 1:12 here. Blessed is the man who remains, or the woman, who remains steadfast under trial. Now this is the only way you can glorify the Father. When you're under trial, and you will be when you serve Yahweh, when you would do good, evil's always present. Now, that don't mean that when you know that evil's going to be present when you want to do good, that you just won't do good, and then there won't be no evil there. No, it's not that simple. Listen to this. For when that man or that woman has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised, God, Yahweh, has promised to those that love him. May you be strengthened with all power. Woo! Glory to God. May you be strengthened with all power. Now, if you want to be strengthened, remain steadfast. If you want to be weak and cast aside and defeated, give in to the devil. Colossians 1 and 11. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. For all endurance and patience with joy. Glory. Praise Yahweh. Let steadfastness, James 1 and 4, let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. See, this will seal it, ladies and gentlemen, when you stand against the devil, when you don't give place to the devil, when you don't let the devil run over you, when you don't let the devil steamroll you or use you for a doormat. I mean, the devil's bold. They see you have any fear. Oh, I'm supposed to be good to so-and-so, and I should do this, and I shouldn't resist the devil. The Bible said to resist him. Now, how do you resist him, Tedney? No. You resist the devil by rebuking the devil. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely to us. Let us run with endurance the race set before us, looking to the Messiah, Yahweh in the flesh body, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured even the cross, despising the shame. I mean, he despised it. Now he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And say he was seated by the right hand of God, but on the right hand of the throne of God. God is on the throne. And in Matthew 25:31, it says, when he comes, he's coming with all of his angels, and then he's going to sit on the throne of his glory, the throne of God, because he is God. There's no God deciding. He don't know any. Consider him who had endurance. Oh, what if he hadn't had endurance? He endured from sinners the hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. For whatsoever was written in the former days was written for our instruction. Read your Bible. When in doubt, don't pout. read your way out of the temptation. For whatever was written in the former days was written for your instruction. How did the Messiah withstand the devil? It is written that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we can have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you the character to live in harmony with your fellow saints who are themselves tempted and tried in the endurance factor. For we know that all things, and for we know that all those who love God, all things work together for good, who are called. Are you called? Better yet, are you chosen? Are you faithful to endure? Romans 8:28. Called according to His purpose. All things work together to good. You know, I've been in the valley so many times, that automatically just comes to my mind. It floods into my mind. I mean, when I'm doubting, when I'm pouting, when I'm feeling sorry for myself, when I say, you know, the devil's fighting me too hard, I might as well give up. God, just take my life. I prayed that prayer. How we want to give up in the heat of the battle. Listen to Hebrews 12:7. For it is the discipline you have given to you through hardships to endure. God, Yahweh, is treating you as a son. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? Now, discipline. Maybe the temptation or the trial is just to see if you've got any discipline. First thing, when I went into the army, I found out that the army is the boss. Your first sergeant. He becomes your daddy and your mama. And what he says is the law. You've got to trust him to bring you through the trials and the temptation because you're following him. He's not asking you to run before him. He's asking you to follow him. In Romans 15:5, listen to this. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Yahweh, Messiah. And consider those that are blessed who remained, not remained, but remained, that's past tense, tried, remained steadfast. Now, you've heard of the steadfastness of Job. You've seen the purpose of Yahweh, how Yahweh is compassionate and merciful and willing to deliver you. Because no temptation is taken you, which is not common to man. Yahweh's not going to leave you in the dark. He's not going to leave you holding the bag. He's not going to let you come out second place. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, and constant in prayer. Now, with the fellowship that we have here at the King's Gate, located in Sweetwater, Tennessee, we're sending out invitations for you to come and join us here at the King's Gate. Now, we have a chapel. I remind you, we still don't have the air conditioner hooked up. I'm sorry to say. Maybe we will by the fall festival. Probably won't even need it then. But bring your fan and a chair and be steadfast. Rejoice in hope and patience in tribulation. If you're receiving tribulation, you know that you should be constant in prayer and pray and remain steadfast. And look into the perfect law, the law of liberty. Don't be a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts. You'll be blessed in doing so. James 1:25. You, however, you follow my teachings. This is Paul. My conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, and my steadfastness. My persecution and my suffering. It happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, at Lystra. Persecutions I endured. Yet from them all, Yahweh rescued me. All of them, he said. Every time he got in trouble, and was many, Yahweh rescued him. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in the Messiah will be persecuted. Now remember, when you're persecuted, happy are you. If you endure, you receive a reward. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. All those that live godly shall suffer persecution. And if you've got persecution, it's building endurance. I can tell old warriors that's been in the way a long time. All they need is a little assurance. All you've got to do is quote them a couple of scriptures, and they're back in the hunt. They're back in the fight. Yeah, we all get weak and we all fail. If two are going together, one falls, one can pick one up. I know. I've failed many a time, and if it wasn't for my brother or sister to pick me up so that I could overcome, I have said these things to you that in me, this is the Messiah talking, you may have peace in him. I mean, you endure and suffer. You see if you don't have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. You love the world? You see, the world's contrary to you when you're in Yahweh. And Yahweh's contrary to the world. He that loves the world, the love of the Father's not in him. But take heart. John 16:33, I've overcome the world. Take heart. Don't worry about it. Come on to a festival. Starting on the night of the 15th again. It's the last night of participation that we'll have leavened bread before we start the Feast of Unleavened Bread the next evening. Now, through Passover, killing the lamb, preparing its body according to the rituals and the rules and the regulations, looking to the Messiah, the founder and perfecter of our faith. We're doing it in his remembrance. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated on the throne at the right hand of the throne of God. Right hand displays power. All power in heaven and earth is given unto me, he said. He's coming back with all power. And ladies and gentlemen, in these troubled times, this could be. Now remember, I preached a lot on 20 and 12. We don't know what's going to happen. I suspect that it will be a time of shaking. That's what the Spirit told me. Everything that can't be shaken will remain. Are you steadfast? Are you worried about the future? Or is your hands in the hands? I love that song that Sister Carol sings to me sometimes when we're talking and witnessing to one another and encouraging one another and lifting one another up. They that love Yahweh speak often one to another. In the hand of the man from Galilee. Let us run the race with endurance. The race that's set before us, each one that has presented himself to Yahweh and have volunteered. Say, Yahweh, I'll go. Send me, I'll go. And if you haven't gone, that's a problem. You say you would go, and you do go, there is a blessing laid up for them that love and serve him. He's a perfecter of our faith. That the joy that was set before him, he endured. Can you endure? And you're getting that old jalopy one more time and head for the King's Gate? No, that's just another hill that I'm climbing. It's just another tear to brush away. If I can hold on a little longer, I'll rest with him in that city someday. Beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery trial which has come to test you as though something strange has happened to you. When you volunteered to work for Yahweh, you automatically took on the fiery trials. Now, they're not for you. They're to knock Yahweh out of you, to defeat Yahweh out of you. Remember he said he would deliver you. Paul said he would deliver you from every trial. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Ain't you ready? Stand up for the man that laid down his life for you. Do it in remembrance of me. Now, I said last night on another radio station, talking about the second Passover, if you'd like to have the scriptures to know where it's written to authorize you to keep the second Passover, just go to Numbers chapter 9, read the first 10 verses. And may Yahweh direct your heart to the love of God and to the steadfastness that is in him. Colossians chapter 2 and 8 is something that you ought to know of. See to it. Now, when it says you see to it, that don't mean that anybody else other than you can see to it. We've all got to bear our own burdens, our trial and our temptation to test our endurance when the fiery trials see that no one takes you captive by philosophy or deceit according to the human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to the truth of the Messiah. Stand fast in the endurance of the Word. Preach the gospel. Be in season out. But you would do well to escape the away. Speak of what they are. Now, when you get into these things, you are working the flesh. I know I've been there. Tempted in all points. Had to endure. Had to hang on by the skin of my teeth. Now, the works of the flesh, Galatians 5:19, are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, and come expecting a miracle. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immorality or immortality, he will give eternal life. Romans 2:7. For those who in patience by well-doing. If you're hanging on by a thread, you're hanging. That's just as good as a rope. Seek for glory. There's something coming. Yahweh will bless you if you'll hang on and endure. Stand up. You're going to gain immortality and eternal life if you endure to the end. Now, whosoever that hears the word of God, the reason why you do not hear them is that you're not of God. So test yourself. If you kick on the word, it means that the word has not got in your heart. But if you can receive the word with joy, although it brings trouble, although the carnal man has to be defeated and delivered from the evident works of the flesh, which are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these, I warn you that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Whosoever is of God will hear his word. Whosoever is not of God heareth not. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming, and endure the temptations that are set before you. See, just like a farmer who waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the latter rain. So be patient, establish your heart, endure, and wait for the coming, which is at hand. Blessed are those servants who I find faithful when I come. But those who couldn't endure and are eating and drinking with a drunkard, they'll be judged with a drunk. Now, who's this too, Pastor Buddy? Well, let me show you. James 1:1. James, a servant of God and of our Messiah, Yahweh in the flesh body, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion. Greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Oh, hallelujah. I hope and trust that you have made up your mind to come to the festival. Don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in the festivals of His Word. For in the Father's house are many rooms. You're working on it. You're laying up your treasures in heaven where the thief or the moth don't enter to take your crown. Now, if that wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you. I tell you that I go to prepare a place for you. Now, listen to that. He's working on your mansion while you're working on yours. He'll meet you if you meet him. You resist him, he'll resist you. Listen to this. If I go and prepare a place for you, now we read about it in the Bible, it's called New Jerusalem, I will come again. Now what's coming with it? Everybody wants to float up to heaven and have a good time and get away from this wicked earth. Nothing wrong with this earth. This is a good earth. It's the wicked people in it. They'll be cast out. They're going to be gathered first. So you don't want to go in that rapture, do you? I will come again and will receive you unto myself. Now, where's myself going to be? Well, he's coming with a 1,500-mile city, street of pure gold, 12 gates, with the name of the Father in your forehead, you shall enter in. Are you ready? The meek shall inherit the earth, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. John 8:32. Let me pray this prayer for you. Open my eyes, Father, and the eyes of them that are listening to me tonight. Behold the wondrous things out of your law, which is holy. Be ye holy, for you're holy. I pray that on the day of judgment, which is now, people will give an account for every careless word that they speak. For by your word you're justified, and by your word you're condemned. I pray today that judgment starts in my house ever before I meet him. I don't want my works to follow me. I want my works to go in front of me. Just like Jacob when he sent the good things to Esau, the wrathful judge who had threatened to kill him. But he found grace because of the eternal blessings that Jacob was promised. Therefore, we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin, and let us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us. Are you ready? Are you willing? Can you endure? Well, what will it profit you if you don't? If you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what would you give in exchange? You run well, what hindered you? Well, I meant to come to the festival, Pastor Buddy, but I went to England and watched the Queen get married, and the future king, I thought was so nice. Folks, I wouldn't walk across the creek here at the King's Gate. I wouldn't walk that far to see 20 kings and 20 queens married. Why? Because I don't love the world. You think they love Yahweh? I doubt it. They shall build houses. says to all the exiles of the house of Israel, those that I have sent into exile from this place, Jerusalem, over to Babylon, they shall build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat their produce. Or in Exodus 4:15, listen, I will speak to you and I'll put words in your mouth. And I will be with your mouth and with your brother's mouth, and I will teach you both of what to do. You will hear a voice behind you saying, walk this way, which is the good way, and find rest for your soul. But beware, if anyone takes away the words of the book of the prophecy and does not perform them, God will take away a share of the tree of life and in the holy city, which is described in the book, you can't go in. Your name is not on the Lamb's book. If it is, you're going through the gate, one of the 12 gates. And if you don't belong to one of the 12 tribes, you're going to miss the boat. I don't care who you are, where you're from. Oh, he loves everybody, Pastor Buddy. No, he don't. Nothing unclean will ever enter into it, according to Revelation 21:27. Nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book and have obeyed that which is written in the book. Behold, I'm coming like a thief. Did you know that his coming could be as nigh as this festival? He could come before the festival. Blessed is the one that stays awake, keeping his garments, that's obedience, as endurance, that he may go not naked and be seen and exposed. But while you're going, believe not every spirit. Test the spirits to see whether they are from me. For many false prophets have gone out into the world to deceive the very elect. Don't fall for it. Oh, it's all right to keep Easter. Take your little egg basket and run down there and get you a prize egg. Be sober-minded. You think keeping Easter is sober-minded? You think keeping Easter is being watchful? You fell for the lie of your adversary, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Take this for an example, brethren, as I close tonight. The example of the suffering and patience. Take the prophets who were before you, who spoke in the name of Yahweh. Behold them and consider that those blessed ones who remained steadfast, who run the race, receive the prize. For the word of Yahweh is a living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. I'll see you at the festival. Are you ready? Do you want to make an effort? Do you want to lay up your treasures? Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. Yield not to the devil and to his temptations. You know that the unrighteous ain't going to inherit the kingdom. It's those who hope. Or in this hope we're saved. Or hope that is seen is not hope. But who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for that we do not see, we wait with patience. But be mindful, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in the Messiah. And he that is in him has life, and he that is not. For he didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him, he became a flesh being, came into the world, looked at the world through the eyes of the Son, as the Father, laid down the body of flesh that he had created through his own semen, watched the evil ones who said they loved God, but they wouldn't love the Messiah. Evilly entreated him, he despised the shame. But he endured, and he overcome. Are you ready to overcome tonight? If you are, don't rejoice. Because the spirits have become subject to you, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven. And the signs of a true apostle, which performed mightily among you with the utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works. But beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. They say, oh, you don't have to be that sincere about it. The Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6, do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. For his word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Are you ready to walk the path? Are you ready to come to the festival? We look for you. Don't forget to bring us a couple folding chairs. We'll need them in the assembly until we can get some permanent. Make that trip, Arkansas. Make that trip. Be eager to share your steadfastness in the common salvation. To earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We're still pressing toward the mark and the high calling. We're still on the job. We're not going to talk the talk. We're going to walk the walk. And I'll see you there. In the name of Yahweh, if you'd like to write me tonight, write Pastor Buddy. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now you can call me tonight. I'm live around the world on WWCR. Call me at area code 423-351-1082. That's 351-1082. With the area code of 423. We love you tonight and we appreciate you. We're sponsored by Dr. Gary, our longtime sponsor here on WWCR, over 10 years of enduring, preaching the gospel, confirming the faith with the signs following, reaching out to those who are lost and undone, trying to get the gospel of salvation, because we're eager to be found always abiding in the work of our Father. Call Dr. Gary tonight. 1-8 877 289 7439. And be sure to visit our website. Now, it's a brand new website, oneyahweh.com. Now, that's one, O-N-E, Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H.com, oneyahweh.com, for the Shepherd's Call website. Leave us your name and telephone number or your address. If you'd like to communicate with us, you can do so. You can leave your comment there. We have a comment page. Brother Bob has covered it quite well. Got a great website. Over 10,000 people in the last 2 months have visited the Shepherd Call website. That's quite a few people for a brand new website. So, we would invite you to join us. If you would like to write us, again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Our telephone number, 423-351-1082. We'll see you next Sunday night around the world on WWCR. We appreciate you. We love you. Come and join us in fellowship of the Passover. Stay as long as you would like. You can camp out if you'd like. We have facilities where you can shower and have bath facilities provided for you while you're here. Won't cost you anything if you want to camp. If you'd like to stay in a motel, you can do that too. We love you tonight. We'll see you next Sunday night around the world with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Remain steadfast and unmovable. Yahweh bless you. Shalom.